Sadly, the Devonport Coral Society's production of the Full Monty not going ahead this year now, like so many other things affected by the pandemic. But they're looking ahead, and they're looking at a production next year, which will be Buddy, the Buddy Holly story, which will be a great musical if you love Buddy Holly songs, as a lot of us do. And they're getting into the point now where they're actually going to have an information session this weekend, and auditions will follow soon after that. So I thought it'd be a good opportunity to get the director on to talk about it, Peter Sid Sidebottom, who joins me now. Good afternoon, Sid.
Good afternoon, Martin. How are you? And you must be looking forward to the Cats on Saturday.
Yes, we've been talking about that all week. I'm sure you've been listening to it. What do you reckon Jerry should do when he loses the bet on Saturday night?
Whatever.
Whatever. I thought you'd have something in mind, but anyway. Yes, there's been a few suggestions as to who's going to do what. One listener suggested that he should wash my dirty socks. I like the sound of that. So anyway, we'll see what happens. First of all, Sid, disappointing, yep. I guess, that the postponement or the cancellation, I should say, of the Full Monty. And it wasn't because people didn't want to see you bear at all. It was just one of those things.
No, if I was in it, it'd be guaranteed no one would want to see it. Yes, unfortunately, as you know, COVID set in, and the regulations are very, very stringent, and unfortunately we couldn't produce it again for next year. We're losing cast members, so we've cancelled it for the time being, but hopefully it can be done in the future. We're going really well, and it was going to be a fabulous show.
How far down the track were you?
I was all ready for the very final scene. And the special effects that were going to go with it.
Yeah, as your wife said, it's just a small matter.
Thanks very much.
Yeah. Right. So obviously, at some point you made the decision to pull the pin, and yep. You've come up with Buddy, the Buddy Holly story for next year, which will be staged in May. So you've got an information session happening this weekend, in fact, at the 4th Primary School. So what happens in one of those information sessions?
Yeah, well, first of all, it's on at 2 o'clock. At the 4th Primary School Arts Centre this Sunday, and there you can meet the production team and also get detailed information about what's required roughly about the show, and also in auditions. And in this one, we're going to introduce people that are interested, they actually can listen to the band, which has been already formed.
Wow.
And they'll be doing a few numbers as well. So it's a get-together. And to get together with information.
It's an amazing story, the Buddy Holly story, too. I mean, he was so young, he only was in the charts for 3 years, I think, and tragically killed, of course, in the plane crash, along with a few others.
Yep. It's hard to believe. Only 3 years. He died at the age of 22. And, of course, unfortunately, in that aircraft accident was the Big Bopper, Richardson, and also Richie
Valley, yeah.
And of course, I think Peterson was the pilot as well, a young pilot about 21. So tragic, and yet his legacy has been enormous. And in actual fact, I've just been doing a lot of research. The Beatles were named really in honour, I suppose, of the Crickets.
Right.
And he had an incredible influence on Bob Dylan, the Rolling Stones, the Beatles themselves, Waylon Jennings. Just to name some. So, remarkable pioneering effort and legacy.
Yeah, and you talk about the plane crash too. I mean, that's the day the music died, as referred to in American Pie, and that's another reference to it as well. And
yes.
There was one young performer at the time who had the opportunity to go with them instead, but decided to go by bus, and that was Waylon Jennings. So it could have been lost,
yep,
as well.
Well, what an extraordinary country and western artist. The interesting thing is that Waylon Jennings was advised by Buddy to learn bass if he wanted to play in his band.
Right, okay.
So there is Waylon, picks up the bass, and next minute he's playing with Buddy Holly. Was scheduled to go on the plane. I think it was Richie may have been saying he had a cold, and anyway, they tossed a coin, and Richie went, and now we know the story.
Yeah, and I mean, that'll obviously be part of the show. It's a big part of the whole story, and what if people don't realise, he had so many hits in 3 years, but he also, yeah, he wrote a few other songs that other people recorded.
Yes, and so did Richardson as well. I mean, and they used to, the thing about Buddy Holly, he really did his own original materials, and the other thing too is he introduced the idea of drums, two or three guitars, and that was the band amplified.
Right, okay, because...
Introduced the Fender Stratocaster as his major instrument, and, you know, the lead breaks and whatever. So it was... he really did pioneer that, but his great asset, apart from writing songs, is he really wanted to be a record producer.
Right, okay.
And try different musical styles. So he was quite a talented man. And, of course, then on the other side of it is that he married... Maria Elena Santiago. He met her in the recording office, told her that he was going to marry her. They did a couple of months later, and then tragically 6 months later he died, and she was pregnant at that time, and the shock of it unfortunately led to a miscarriage. But she's held the rights to Buddy's story and his life and his legacy ever since, and is a big supporter of this show, The Buddy Holly Story.
Wow. And so not only, of course, also Richie Valens, he had a young wife at the time. Her name's Donna, which he wrote a song about her, of course.
Right.
I mean, all these memories are going to come flooding back for people to watch the show.
And, they do.
Yeah.
And particularly in the last concert that they did together, and you know, there's about six big numbers there in La Bamba, Chantilly Lace, and of course Peggy Sue, and so on, Oh Boy, and whatever else. So it's a big, big number in the show.
Look, I can't wait for it, Sid. It's until May next year, but once you get through the information session this Sunday, then I guess you'd be looking to do auditions fairly soon as well?
Very soon. It's about the 22nd, so it would have been the fortnight after. And people will need to make an appointment. And when they do that, and we encourage everyone to come along to the info session, once you make an appointment, you can get then the link, which will take you to all the songs that you need to look at for the audition, any acting pieces, and information about the show itself.
Okay, so how do they do that? Do they do that on Sunday, or can they register online?
They can do that on Sunday, and then look to our Facebook page for any other information. But you must make an appointment in order to get the link.
Yeah, okay, and that's because of social distancing and all those sorts of things as well?
Absolutely, and also, you know, you just don't want it floating around the ether. There's a lot of detailed information, so if people show an interest, then we're more than interested in them.
Okay, and we're hoping, you know, by the time May rolls around, of course, we won't be in any of these restrictions we have anymore.
Well, again, it's not, and this is their big caveat to the show and to everyone involved in it, it's notwithstanding any changes in regulations that COVID may, you know, impose on us. So we just think, look, people have been waiting around for a long time. We'd rather be out doing something and trying to put it on than not doing anything at all.
Yeah, I think we're all busting to get to some live shows. So we're really looking forward to it, Sid. Look, good luck with it. I know you don't need it, because I've been to a few of the productions before from the Devonport Choral Society, and they are just absolutely awesome. So
thank you for
me, for one, I can't wait. But good luck with it.
We look forward to it.